And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Pectolo.
Oh, well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Primetime Failure. And a track called Memory Lane.
We had Domino's for breakfast during sunrise on the beach of Santa Barbara. No hangover, just total lack of sleep. Six cities, just 6 hours down the street. Sipping soft drinks, blasting Casper on repeat. Whatever you do, you'll be doing fine wherever you are. You must out of town when you look around. We hang up the bar. Spilling shots and beers on laughs and tears. That's how it's always been. Along the way of memory lane, stay the same. Drinking back from paper bags in Chinatown. Laughing at Segway tourist groups when they fall down. Whatever you do, you'll be doing fine wherever you are. You will set a town, you'll make a round, we're hitting up the bar. Spilling shots and beers on laughs and tears, that's how it's always been. A long way on memory lane, stay the same. A long way on memory lane, stay the same. Sight, punk sets in the limelight. Dark challenger from sunset to sunrise. Caught up in hindsight. Punk sets in the limelight. Dark challenger from sunset to sunrise. Caught up in hindsight. Punk sets in the limelight. Dark challenger from sunset to sunrise. Caught up in hindsight. Punk sets in the limelight. Dark challenger from sunset to sunrise. Whatever you do, you'll be doing fine wherever you are. You moved out of town when you're back around. We hit up the bar. Spilling shots and beers on laughs and tears. That's how it's always been. Along the way on memory lane, stay the same. Whatever you do, you'll be doing fine wherever you are. You moved out of town when you're back around. We hit up the bar. Spilling shots and beers on laughs and tears. That's how it's always been. Along the way on memory lane.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed suite, Tony.
That's okay.
It was sounding a little bit stunted right now. It's just because we've had an ongoing chat about Skype, haven't we?
We've been having a right rant.
Oh, goodness sake. That was Primetime Failure, which I am way, way too familiar with. A band, Tony, pop punk from Bielefeld.
I've been there.
You have been to Bielefeld. And once upon a time, Resistance 77 did a song called No Sleep Till Bielefeld.
Mm.
Yeah. So you like Bielefeld, don't you?
It was all right, yeah.
It was all right, yeah.
Up on a big hill. That's all I remember about it, yeah.
What does Bielefeld mean? Does that mean big field?
Beetlefield, yeah, something like that.
Beetlefield?
I don't know. Beetlefeeler.
Beetlefeeler.
Someone who gropes beetles, bugs in general.
Yeah, all right, you beetle feeler.
Gropers.
What is Primetime Failure's Bandcamp page?
Primetimefailure.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the internet nil. And hopefully we'll be playing some more Primetime Failure in the future. This is a bit in the show when I like to have a joke or poem for you. Guess what, Tony?
You got one?
I haven't got one. Mm. If you've got a joke or poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. However, I do have one. This joke was told to me by one of the Vallarenga under 18 ladies team on Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Why do golfers take an extra pair of socks to the course?
In case they get a hole in one.
There you go, Tony. You've heard nice. It before. Have I told you? I haven't told you. You just knew that, did you?
Yeah.
I didn't. I hadn't heard it before, but then I'm not really that great at golf jokes.
No.
I've got a very, very dirty one that involves Peshada, but that's for another day. So what I thought I'd talk about instead briefly, Tony, is there's been a spate of rockumentaries on, I believe, Sky Arts. I certainly keep catching them. And I've recently seen one on Talking Heads, one on XTC, and one on The Kinks. The XTC one was particularly good. Andy Partridge on absolutely brilliant form. And I don't know whether this is something they've been doing for a while or whether they just started doing it. But anyway, they've been showing loads of them. They're really interesting. The Talking Heads one was good as well, just seeing that. And it kind of goes through a band's life or a particular album, or I know these things aren't new and everyone else has heard of them, but I get excited when I realise something.
Mm.
And I've realised that, and I do I'm sure it's Sky Arts, but I do recommend particularly the XTC one if you want to do it on whatever you do to see these things. What is that, catch up or something?
Yeah, I've not got it. A Sky, but I'm sure they've got some kind of service.
Yeah. You sure they've got some sort of service?
I'm sure there's servicing going on somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway, well, these things might be on Netflix as well, Mike. I don't know what you young people are doing these days.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't count myself among the young anymore.
Well, no, I suppose you don't, do you? Now that you are the answer to the question, what is the meaning of life?
And clearly, you know, we're still using Skype.
Yeah, but maybe not for much longer. Look out, Skype.
Who knows?
There's some competition. A young person's told me about something. I'm very excited about this next song, Tony, because we've been meaning to play it for, 8 or 9 months, and it was around quite a bit before that.
Okay.
And obviously, I was the last person to the party with a band called The Chats and a track called Smoko. But it was brought to my attention by Preston Buttons. Now, when was he over here? Last May, wasn't he?
Was it May?
Last May they were here, I think. So certainly a while ago. And ever since then, I've been trying to get hold of it and failed. And then one of our listeners, was it Chris?
Maybe.
Might have been Chris. One of our listeners saw them in Australia, where they're from, and went up to them and said, is it all right if these podcasts called Punky Radio play your thing? And they said, go for it. So we've gone for it. So I have unashamedly, Tony, I must say in advance, home taping is killing music.
Okay.
But I have unashamedly got this on one of those YouTube converters.
Right.
So that's how. So we've got this track. Whereas we normally get an MP3 sent straight through, I had to be fairly creative with this one just to get it, because the Chats aren't very good at getting in touch. They're too busy being the Chats. So don't blame them. They are Sunshine Coast punks, Tony.
Okay.
All right. What is the Chats website?
Thechats.com.au.
Thechatslovebeer.com.
Oh.
And I think that might explain why they're not very good at getting back to you, because the Chats love beer. This song is tremendous. A lot of you will already have heard it. We were late to the party. I've been wanting to play it for a long time. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony One, this is Smoko.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back. hasn't come through. So I pick up the phone, because I've got some abusing to do. But all I get is elevator music, waiting on the line, on hold all the time. All I get is elevator music, waiting on the line, till I get a reply. I'm on SoCo, so leave me alone. I'm on SoCo, so leave me alone. I'm on SoCo, so leave me alone. I'm on SoCo, so leave me alone.
Listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Chats of Smoko, a truly marvellous song. I'm on Smoko. Have you got any? Oh, and you never know. We might play some more stuff from the Chats in the future if I nick anything else from you. have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Means it must be time for
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
So what you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Do like to hear from you. Don't, not so much your messages, although I'm sure they're nice. Comments would be greatly appreciated though.
Yeah, just comments.
We
just
don't leave want to converse in.
Leave them there for all to see.
There you go. Couple this week.
Excellent.
Timo's been in touch.
Hello, Timo. Peg Tolo, Timo.
And he says, speaking of mild quirkiness.
Oh, you got to do it again, Tony.
All that talk about dirty panties made me think of Insane Star. Are you still listening?
That's a very good point, Tony.
It's a good point.
I did follow this up. Do you want to read out the follow up, or should we just?
I haven't written down here.
All right, then. In that case,
a good point.
In that case, then, long-time listeners will know that I have had an ongoing relationship with a listener called Insane Star, who I believe at least a decade ago I asked to send me a pair of her used knickers.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting. But we did get a brilliant message from her, didn't we, saying, what makes you think I'd wear them?
Yes.
Which is absolutely terrific.
It took about 10 years to reply to it, but she really gets something.
But at that point, she was still listening. So if you are listening, Insane Star, do feel free to get in touch to confirm you are listening. And obviously, I have moved house, but I'm happy to give you my new address.
Was she Whitby? Was she one of Whitby Goths?
She was Whitby Way. Tony, she was Whitby Way, yeah. No idea. We haven't heard from her for quite a while, have we?
No.
So anyway, if you are listening, Insane Star, it's not just us that wants to know anymore. There's now a bloke in Germany who wants to know whether you're listening as well.
There you go. And right, well, next is this picture you posted.
So you've got a comment from me, in other
words. I've got a comment from you with a picture. So if you, again, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio, you post a picture saying to all our long-time listeners, A, we love you very much, and B, get your white marble rose from the kiosk. There you go.
And you have to go back a long way. It was funny when people say, no, I'll go back a few shows so I know what you're talking about. You have to go back more than a few. That goes right the way back to when we started, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I know we haven't got the first year of shows online, but I'm pretty sure we replayed it at least a few times. So,
yes, but I am going to... I'm not sure whether I've got it in MP3 form. If I have and I find it, we'll play it as the From the Vaults next week.
Oh, that'd be good,
wouldn't it?
So we had a few replies. Nick Wambolt in touch, and he says, looks like the budget for Tony's International Pub Guide has been approved. I wouldn't need much of a budget. However, Paulie B's International Pub Guide is in the making.
Yeah, I might need to remortgage for that one.
Yeah, no, I not me. Nezcore has been in touch, saying, love you too, Punky. Always listening.
Hello, Nez.
Yeah, always listening behind. So going to take me a couple of weeks to catch up and understand what the hell this post is all about.
Yeah, you're going to need more than a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks, I'm probably going to be back in time.
Yeah, because we mentioned that on the fabulous show Punk and Disorderly on Pantsfield 1 O'Clock, didn't we?
We did. Yeah.
So it's going back to 2005, I think. 2006.
It would have been one of the, we would have played it on the very, very early Punky shows, but I'm sure we would have replayed it later on.
I'm sure we have done, because I think we played it. We did it was by a band called Sweatmaster, and we did a Sweatmaster special shortly after they split up. We're very upset they split up. So I'm sure that would have been one of the songs we played on there.
Yeah.
So that would be about 2010, I reckon. So that's 9 years ago.
Really? Jeez.
I reckon it was that long ago, yeah.
We had another comment from Jen Glenn Chris N as well.
Oh, Jen, Glenn, Chris, I don't know what's going on with those guys.
They don't either. They're saying Jen, Glenn, Glenn, Jen. Agree with Nez, always behind. So people are up to date on Facebook for behind on shows.
It sounds to me like quite a lot of you would like to hear Song With No Words by Sweatmaster, which means that you can go ahead and find it online now, or you can wait for us to play it next week. But it's got a fantastic start, because Sweatmaster, their English is brilliant. But they had this Finnish accent, and the way they said kiosk was just different gravy, wasn't it?
It's fantastic.
It's the most brilliant thing. Get your white marvelous from the kiosk. There you go.
But
sadly, no more.
Got to be heard.
Yep.
It wasn't 2010. I can tell you that much right now.
It wasn't.
No, I'm going to keep looking throughout the show.
It was after that then.
Yeah. I'm going through punkyradio.com.
It's a good website.
Yeah. So if you are interested, you can go out on our website, punkyradio.com. We don't talk about it much, but you can get all the old shows on there and by year.
And we'll talk about it at the end of the show this week, or towards the end of the show this week, when we'll mention the Cafe Press, because it's about time someone else bought an always looking clock.
I think I might have to buy a t-shirt actually. Talk about that in a bit. 19th of July 2011.
Wow.
The Farewell Sweatmaster special.
And is Song With No Words on it?
Certainly is. Song 8.
There you go. In fact, there you go. So if you like, you could just listen to that show via the website.
There you go.
All right. So is that it?
That's it.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Now, two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Power Solo, who we have played before. First up, a band that I think they're probably called the Scanners, but it's spelled the Scaners. It's one of those kids in it.
Yeah.
But these are Leon A's electronic super cyber space age punk rock at a million miles an hour, and they've got a new album out by Dirty Water Records, which I'm very excited about because they're absolutely brilliant. You're going to love this. Tony, what is the we'll call them the Scanners, what is the Scanners Facebook page?
facebook.com/ the Scanners.
It is, and it's spelled the Scanners, T-H-E-S-C-A-N-E-R-S. Tony 2, Paulie B, Internet 1, please abduct me. You're listening to the Fuselies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Power Solo, Danish Roots and Roll, with a new single all the way from Aarhus, in the middle of our street. Well, it's not, it's in Denmark. And that's come via Slovenly Records. Hello to Bazooka Joe. What is Power Solo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Power Solo Band.
Facebook.com/Power Solo DK. POWERSOLODK, DK Denmark. Paulie the Internet 2, Tony 2. That was a track called Backstab, if I didn't say that before. Some of the titles to the songs this week don't really go with each other, but they're completely random. So we've already so far had Memory Lane, Smoko, Please Abduct Me, and Backstab. It's only going to get stranger. Tony, did you do anything last week?
Don't think so. No. Band practice, as usual.
Right.
Went well. We didn't have one the previous week, so lots to get through. Did the new covers we've been learning. What is it? Ruts. The Staring at the Rude Boys. Complete Control, which is coming down quite well, actually. We're getting
good.
Good,
because I did wonder about that, because Complete Control has got quite a lot of backing singing in it.
Yeah, we do that.
Right.
It's sounding quite good.
Nice.
And we're doing a song by The Blood called Gestapo Kazi.
Oh, wow, you're doing a song by The Blood. Crikey. Crikey, we haven't played them in a long time.
Have we played them before? All right.
We played them twice. How weird am I that I know we've played The Blood twice?
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a couple of Blood albums through Captain Oi years ago. And I had a re-listen to it, and it was really good. So it's only 2 or 3 years ago, I think, that we played one of the tracks. But they're a very interesting band, The Blood, worth Googling.
I think they're still going or something, or maybe they'll think... Anyway, but yeah, so anyway, we're doing that. Sounding pretty good.
The Asterix knows his stuff, doesn't he? He got straight in there with The Blood.
But it was his suggestion. Oh, and we have completely nailed Too Drunk to Fuck as well.
So, even better than we did.
it's sounding pretty good, actually.
Good.
But a bit slower, unfortunately.
I bet you're not happy about that, are you?
It's getting faster. So,
Course it is.
It will get
live, it'll be 100 miles an hour. Because we didn't intend to play it as fast as we did. We just had you in the band.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I start it. And I'm starting this band as well.
Well,
so.
Well, they're knackered then, aren't they? It's going to be 100 miles an hour. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
So that's it, really. Where would you go to?
Well, last week I had Lorenzo, the Italian lodger I've already mentioned, he had a couple of friends over from Italy that I can't mention who the friends were because they weren't necessarily supposed to be here.
Okay.
But anyway, I showed them around town and I did my alternative pub crawl thing. But I took them to a pub that I've only been in once, never had a drink in there. Das Kino. Tony, have you been to Das Kino?
No, but I've heard of it.
It's another German reference, but it's not a German bar. Das Kino is just up from Cross Keys, near the Lace Market tram stop.
Okay.
In Nottingham, for those of you who don't know. And it's done out, the front of it is done out like an old German cinema. You go inside, and it's very much a kind of American-themed bar. But it's really cool, it's really good. All the kids go there and have fun. I was the oldest in there by quite a long way. But it's really good. And we went to Lost Property again. I took one to other places, but Das Kino was a big hit. Strongly recommend it. We went to Wetherspoons, Tony. Went to the Roebuck.
Oh, right, okay.
I said, I'll buy dinner. And we had the curry. £6.45. The curry was really nice, actually. Curry and a pint. £6.45. Can't fault it.
No.
So we did that as well. But anyway, that was the good value stuff. I then went to Oslo and did my latest comedy show there, the Oslo Comedy Club. Absolutely terrific on Saturday night. We couldn't have got any more people in. It was packed. And a lot of fun was had.
Excellent.
And afterwards, I went to... I got dragged to a Russian bar. A Russian woman there said to me and the act. The act ended up not coming, but a couple of mates did as well. Said, oh, I don't know what Russian celebration there is on February the 23rd, but it's something or other. And she said, oh, there's this new bar, it's a Russian bar. I had been in there before, but it's now come under Russian ownership, so it's changed a little. And she went, yeah, you come and see how Russians party. We went, all right, that'll be great. Well, what I can gather, I did put a Facebook post about this, but what I could gather how Russians party is, they drink loads of vodka, they dance really badly to terrible music, and a couple of blokes right in the middle of the place have a game of chess. It was very bizarre. It was like midnight chess, anybody? Yeah, great idea. So it was quite, I quite enjoyed being a fly on the wall in there for a little while, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Then on the Sunday, I went to Vålerenga, which is the Man United of Norway. And my mate Darren is the coach of their under 18 ladies team, hence me getting the joke from the member of the under 18 ladies team. It wasn't a casual thing.
Okay.
What a brilliant few hours I had. Fantastic stadium. I got to stand in front of the bit where they interview managers and people after the game, so I made a very short video there pretending to be a manager, and just put, I can't believe Norwegian TV let this happen. It's only about 8 seconds, this video. I think it's already nearly had about 1,000 views.
Nice.
I think if it was on Norwegian TV, I should say it wasn't. It just looked like it. So anyway, did that and then had a drive home. And on the drive home, I was listening to Nottingham Forest v Derby County. And we won 1-0. Ha ha, Yabu sucks, you sheep shagging bastards. It was the big Derby, It was the Derby, Tony. A classic 1-0, which puts Forest back in contention for the playoffs. Everyone in Nottingham very happy. Everyone in Derby very sad.
Isn't there some controversy going on with Nottingham Forest or something? I saw something on the news about it. I can't remember. Is it something to do with the owners or...?
Oh, there always is, yeah.
Yeah?
Our extremely dodgy Greek shipping magnate.
Lovely.
He's always up to no good.
Okay.
Anyway, that was that.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to play something from the vaults. This is yet another track from the thing that came out on Cherry Red, or is about to come out, if it hasn't already, it's just about out, I think, called Big Gold Dreams, which is the story of Scottish independent music from the late 70s to the very early 90s. And we've been working our way through it. We've played quite a lot of tracks of it. And this week, we're going to play a band called The Vultures, Tony. Now, I'm going to tell you up front about The Vultures. They were a... post-punk girl pop band, really, but they didn't last very long. There's no website, you can't find much about them. There's obviously other bands around the world called The Vultures, so I wouldn't even bother looking. I just enjoy this track and use it as and some encouragement to buy the Big Gold Dreams box set, so it's so good. So we won't even do half a point each, we'll just keep it as it is. It's 2-2, alright?
Yeah, that's fine.
This is The Vultures. Good Thing. We'll be right back. listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vulture's Good Thing. That's pretty much all the information we have about them, but it is via this fantastic box set called Big Gold Dreams, which I'm sure is available in download form as well for all you crazy cats out there that like new technology.
Probably.
Probably, yeah. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That is, it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Speeding it up.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who they're playing with. I want you to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. Email me your gigs. Friend of the show, Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike. Heg Tollow, Iron Mike.
Heg Tollow. And he says, hi, Tony. There's a gig this Thursday at the 100 Club on Oxford Street in London. The Ramonas, who are playing an original set, with support from Sweeney, The Fellas, and Crash Induction.
Right, now, the reason that he said that they're playing an original set is because the Ramonas are the utmost, foremost female Ramones tribute band in the world. And they're rather brilliant.
Yeah, I've seen them mentioned quite a few times. I've never, it sounds good. Door 7:30, tickets £10. So if you are in that little London this Thursday, which I assume will be the 28th, because that's what it is, do check it out. Crash Induction, great band. Bit of a timid lead singer, he's a bit of a shy guy, but he'll come out of himself, I'm sure.
And can I stress, if you're thinking of going down there, be prompt, because the 100 Club gigs start on time. It finishes relatively early, and they used to go and have after parties at the 12 bar around the corner, but the 12 bar then shut, and that might have been our fault. But their gigs do start on time. The reason I say this is I once went down there to see the Nipple Erectors, thinking they'd be one of the last bands on. I was about half an hour late, and they'd already been on. I'd have missed them. But that was how I met Shan, who ended up sending us the listings. So it just doesn't matter. But anyway, be early is what I'm saying. Be early, there, or you will miss things.
Yeah.
It's a great venue as well. Really, really good.
There, check it out. And that's all I've got.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
There's always facts.
There is.
All right. Two more songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Voodoo Radio, who we'll have a little chat about after we've heard them. First up, a band we've never played before called Bony Macaroni, Tony.
Oh.
Dutch band who rather brilliantly describe their music as fast, pathetic jams. They're from a label called TCBYML, which stands for This Could Be Your Music Label, who came to our attention last year. And they've got some really good stuff on that label. They could be my music label.
Oh.
Who knows? Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, is what is Bony Macaroni's Bandcamp page?
BonyMacaroni.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B on the Internet 2, and this is Piece of Shit.
I don't want to be a piece of shit, some mediocre hobbyist, permanently out of it, permanently out of it. I'll go to class, I'll play a show, once or twice a month or so, so how the fuck am I spending the rest of my time? I don't know. Amsterdam's an awful place to spend your smoke lonely days, to be deep in your emo face, short and pseudo smart. It's where I let it get to me, the silly insecurities. It is where my core is torn apart. I don't wanna be a piece of shit, some mediocre hobbyist, permanently out of it, permanently out of it. The things I do are never cool, the things I like never rule. Life is hella hard and super cruel. I know a friend that had a friend that joined a southern hardcore band and put everything in it, playing massive shows and shit, and caught a beer with one hand, and they got even bigger then, and everything was cool, and then they quit. But I'm still a piece of shit, some mediocre hobbyist, permanently out of it, permanently out of it. The things I do are never cool, the things I like never old. Life is hella hard and super cruel. I'll tell you ever hear my shit. Right there, let's do another one of those. never works. 'Cause they're all crooks and jerks. I don't wanna be a piece of shit, some mediocre hobbyist. Permanently out of it. Permanently out of it. And I probably won't get into it, 'cause it's so hard to get into it. And I've learned it and I give a shit. And I think I'm at a point where I can say fuck it.
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Voodoo Radio on a track called She's So Toxic. They are Hammersmith Power Pop, Tony.
Ooh.
Played them on the show before, and they interacted with us and have done again. So as well as getting an email from, so we've got some new stuff out, they also tweeted us via the Punky Radio Twitter page that we don't do much about, which is twitter.com/Punky Radio. Our Twitter handle is @Punky Radio. That's right, isn't it?
It is.
And I only look at it really when I do the updates for each week's show, and I do feel a bit bad because people are followers and all that, and then they don't get much. Anyway, Voodoo Radio did, and you did get something. We played you on the show. Hello, Voodoo. Heg Tolo, Voodoo Radio.
Heg Tolo.
Yeah, so that was She's So Toxic. What is Voodoo Radio's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Voodoo Radio Band.
It is. Tony 4, Paulie B the Internet 2, which means all I can do is draw this week.
Excellent.
Will I manage it? Now then, are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. Band practice again on Saturday. Yeah, I don't know. It's work. It's end of the month, and so it's end of the month invoicing and all that kind of stuff. It's rubbish. What are you up to?
Well, if you got no plans Saturday night, I've got something for you. Because there is a new comedy show starting in Nottingham at the new Art Exchange, which is right by the Forest tram stop, for those of you that know Nottingham. And the show, excuse me, is being run by me. I finally got around to starting a new monthly comedy night, and it's going to be there. First show features Adam Bloom, Sean Percival, and Che Burnley. A really, really good lineup. Advanced tickets are £10. And you can get them via lastminutecomedy.com. That is the best way to do it. And we'd love to see you down there for the first show. We have already sold some tickets, I'm very pleased to say.
Excellent.
And if you are in the Nottingham area and you get a copy of Left Lion this week, we should be in there as well.
That's cool.
Out on Thursday, I think.
Right.
So it's all a bit last minute. He's called Last Minute Comedy. Yeah, it's a fantastic event. An art gallery, Tony. I'm going up market. It's almost as good as you going to the ballet. I'm going stand-up comedy and art gallery. I knew you'd rub off on me eventually. If you would like to rub off on me, email Paulie. I'm not even going down that road. So anyway, that is this Saturday, and I'm really looking forward to it, and that is my main plan for this week.
Cool.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll play another song then, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so this is another band that we haven't played before. These have come... Now, what have I got down here? These have come via... Right, I don't know the label they're on, but they've come via a PR company called Manila PR, who I mean to mention quite a lot. We play quite a lot of their stuff. Hello to Tony, who runs it. He's a top bloke, and they're absolutely brilliant. And they were both, once upon a time, involved or got a mention in the very same awards that we did, but we didn't know that we'd been nominated for something. We didn't win it anyway, but it didn't matter.
Right.
Anyway, they won Best Independent PR Company or something or other. Anyway, let's talk about the band. The band, Tony, are sort of London, they're from London, but they're kind of garage, kind of grungy. You'll see what I mean when you hear this. And the band are called Rats, Tony, RATTS.
Okay.
What is, and it appears to be in capital letters.
Right.
Like, Rats! What is Rats? Facebook page.
Facebook.com/RatsBand.
It is! RATTSBAND. Facebook.com/RatsBand. Tony 5, Paulie being Internet 2, Simon Knott, are you listening? And this is Love at the Community Centre.
I'm
You're listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I just meant to say to you, actually, I just thought about this. When I took the Italians to Wetherspoons, you know how in Europe people order their stuff and at the end of their meal they pay for it?
Yeah, yeah.
We can't be trusted.
No.
So we pay up front. In a pub, we pay up front. In a restaurant, you pay again, but in a pub, you pay up front. Anyway, I didn't tell them that I'd paid up front, right? So at the end of the meal, I saw one of the ones that can't be mentioned starting to look a bit furtive and shifty and like, what are we going to do about paying? And I just went, just get up and keep walking. Keep walking. And I just walked out, right? And it's really funny. And then after a while, Lorenzo let slip that I had already paid for the food and not to worry about it. But he did think that we'd done a runner.
Nice. Yeah, that threw Steph for the first couple of years we've been over here.
Just keep walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes, but what do you mean I pay for it before I've used it? In every other walk of life, we pay for things before we use them, don't we?
Hmm.
There's not a lot of options to try before you buy in this country.
No.
Largely because, as I said, we can't be trusted.
We can't.
Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh dear. All right, well, you better tell us about what we're supposed to do and then we'll do something else.
Yes, email me your twats. Can't do the feature without you. Can't play the theme tune without doing the feature.
Can't say dirty knees.
Can't say dirty knees without playing the theme tune. We can't do that without doing the feature. So email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name. Where are they from? And a reason. It is that simple. All twats read with thanks. Every twat responded to. Email me your twats.
Right. I think that's a very good idea to email Tony your twats. There's never any shortage.
No.
The world is full of them.
It really is.
It really is. So instead, what about a little refresher course in Cafe Press, Tony?
Yeah, so we mentioned Cafe Press before. Now, I thought to myself, Tony, I thought, you need to buy yourself a T-shirt. I need to buy some, I'd like a couple of gig T-shirts. And I think Cafe Press is the only place I could buy a Punky Radio T-shirt. So I think we're going to have to buy one of our own T-shirts.
Yeah. I bought one of our clocks.
Yeah. So I'm going to probably buy one. But if you do want to buy one as well, go to punkyradio.com. There is a store link at the top. It will take you to the Cafe Press site where you can order a selection of T-shirts on different things.
Some really, 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 really good hoodies.
Yeah, the actual clothing side of it is pretty good.
Yeah, the clothing's great. And look, and please, we're not trying to make money out of you here. We make a ridiculously small amount of money on each. I think we make like a dollar.
We put a dollar on it, I think.
On each purchase. So you're just buying some good quality stuff with Punky Radio on it.
Yeah.
The clocks are amazing. I bought one. A clock. The Deadlight, yep. There's one in my kitchen, Tony.
Yes.
And it's the always looking clock. But again, you need to go back all the way to when we play Song With No Words for the always looking references. That's it's always true. Nice when someone says something always, though. You can tell they're a real old timer.
That was year one, wasn't it? I think
it was.
So I will order one.
You should order one for the whole band.
But they've all got like a Pockets Babies t-shirt and things, and I think I'd rather wear a Punky Radio t-shirt.
Yeah, I know, because you want to be the star who stands out. Asterix has got no chance.
Well, I am half tempted to just get a Tony t-shirt.
Yeah. Tony, you should get on this and say Tony.
I can see my Facebook page link on there and all sorts. It is all about me.
Yeah, or you should just get a big T-shirt that says Apocalypse Who?
It's Apocalypse Tonies.
Yeah, or that would but you'd have to spell it T-O-N-I-E-S.
Oh yeah.
Right. Or you could call it Tony and the Apocalypse Baby. Or just buy a clock.
I emailed Porn Scars about a possible gig with them with Apocalypse Babies, and I am half tempted now to say, yeah, it's going to be Tony the Apocalypse Babies.
Yeah, well, no, you should just get it billed as that for that gig, just to wind them up. And have Tony in massive letters. And the Apocalypse Babies,
yeah.
In brackets.
I like it. Of course I would.
Of course you would. Yeah. You megalomaniac.
Yeah, that's me. But yeah, so there you go. Buy a T-shirt. Send me your twats.
it's worth checking out. And the links are on our website, isn't it? And there's loads of stuff on there that we never thought would be on there. There's just one design for each thing and all that. It all works out fine. Mm. We never got round to the yellow friendship bear, and I'm sorry about that.
No.
I thought that would have been a big seller, but I never got round.
Yeah.
All right.
It's fine. Yep.
Oh, I suppose you better play one last song this week and
tell that.
All right. We've already played an Australian band. We're going to play another one now.
Wow.
This is some Aussie DIY punk who make a big thing of the fact that they don't deal with labels and they do everything straight up and all that. But it came through Disconnect, which is a label.
Right.
A bit confusing. But anyway, Disconnect are about as alternative and anarchic a label as you can get. So it all counts. A band called Blind Man Death Stare, Tony.
Okay.
Who we've never played before. Never. Oh, but I don't... Yeah. No, I got confused because we played Mannequin Death Squad, didn't we? That's
possibly.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, this isn't them. This is Blind Man Death Stare. Aussie DIY punk, Tony. What is Blind Man Death Stare's Facebook page? Bear in mind, you've already won this week.
Facebook.com/Blind Man Death Stare?
You see, you twisted the knife. It is indeed. Facebook.com/Blind Man Death Stare, and it is stare as in look at, not the thing you climb up.
Mm.
Yes, Blind Man Death Stare. Well, Tony. It's Tony 6, Paulie B the Internet 2, and this is Dusty Schnitzel. That's about the size of it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed listening. That was Blind Man Death Stare and Dusty Schnitzel. Tony, maybe you could mention some of the many ways that people can listen to this show.
Yeah, you can find us on Pudunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com. We're on Radio Andra, that's Radio ANDRA.SE. You can find us on Spotify. If you are that way of that persuasion, do go to Spotify, open your Spotify app, search for Punky in the podcasts. We're at the top because that's how it works. You can find us on Podchaser. Podchaser is a great site, podchaser.com/punkyradio. You can find other great podcasts on there as well. And finally, if you do have an Alexa device, you can, as we said before, command it with your mouth. Download this skill. Go to the skill store, search Punky. Thanks to Poco for that. You can download it and play Punky on your Alexa device.
You can. Basically, if you type in Punky Radio to anything that's remotely connected to the rest of the world, you'll probably find us.
Yeah.
I hope I see some of you at my new comedy night, the Last Minute Comedy Club at New Art Exchange, this Saturday. Other than that, I think that's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.